Good morning to all. In the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 20, Jesus says this, quote, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me." Now, over the centuries, there have been several beautiful religious paintings based on this scripture, "I stand at the door and knock." I'm sure many of us have seen these paintings hanging in churches. In these paintings, Jesus is depicted standing right outside the door to a home and gently knocking. They are beautiful paintings. With his knocking, Jesus is asking someone to let him inside their home. The door to the home represents the door to someone's heart. But with each of these paintings, there is something missing that is very interesting to take note of. There is no outside door handle. There is no outside door handle. The door must be opened from the inside. Brethren, when Jesus knocks, it is we who must open the door and let him in. You know, we have all been given the gift of free choice. We can either open the door to Jesus, or we can allow that door to remain closed. The choice is ours. But friends, have no doubt, Jesus wants all people to allow him to come into their lives. He wants us all to open the door. In 2 Peter 3:9, it says this, "Jesus is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." So, Jesus knocks, but we must answer that knock. But how and when does Jesus knock? I think there are many ways. There are many methods that Jesus uses to knock. But first and foremost, I think one thing is for certain. Jesus, brethren, is always knocking. Jesus is always knocking at the door of our heart. English theologian John Wesley contended that God is always, through our entire lives, trying to draw us to him. Friends, let us listen for the knock of Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, in this noisy, noisy world, help us to be tuned in to the knock of Jesus Christ. Amen.